called Garfield's Blackberry Blossom. It's quite different. I won't do well with it because I don't play enough. I don't practice enough. And if you're going to fiddle, it takes practice. I mean, every day. I don't care how good you are or how bad. If you're bad, you're going to get better. If you're good, you're improved, or at least you're stayed your level. Well, I'll try this Blackberry Blossom. It's quite different.
Why don't you play through it once and I'll come inside.
Playing fiddle rhythms, if you're playing a reel or playing a jig, they got rhythms. But what happens, especially down where I was raised with these kind of fiddlers, they wind up playing a reel or a hornpipe, and it's the same rhythm. I mean, you can't tell if they're really playing. If they're playing a jig, it's got a time. To give you an idea, do you ever see any real? No. Canary's jig. Time. Then if you play a reel, try Miller's reel. This is one I happen to like. Started ragtime, and I think yes. The reason I'm kind of partial to the tune called Cotton Patch, fiddlers learning can pick up the true ragtime rhythm, and to show you the difference, we'll do a little bit of this. Cotton Patch. what I'm trying to show, in the best way, this is kind of something new to me. I mean, to convey or get knowledge into people about what little I know about fiddle is kind of difficult for me. But if you listen, you hear what I like to call primitive ragtime. It's quite simple. It's easy. To get people into playing Cajun. I mean, if you can learn this one tune, it's easy. I don't know where y'all notice or not, I don't attack a fiddle, I play with it. I mean, you handle it easy. But this is one called Catfishing on the Mississippi, and you'll hear it today in Cajun music. You hear stuff out of this tune. Endeavor some way to make the fiddle sound like a bagpipe. And I'll give you a crude imitation with something that you all probably know. Maybe later I could play some more of them. They're droning tunes. You know, they didn't have guitar, banjo, and that instrument, it kind of carried its own second with it. I mean, out of droning, it got more volume too. Let's do this red haired boy. Little beggar man.
Thank you.
out of that tune, it gave rise to other tunes. One called the Dusty Miller. There's a lot of confusion about it. Some people are inclined to think it's about a flower. Called the Dusty Miller. And I've got more reason to believe. See, Daddy was a miller, and he was a fiddler, and his story was that it was really had to do with the days when they ground grain on a water mill. And if you ever knew an old miller, after a day's milling, he was covered, you know, with meal dust. And I know sometimes I've got memories yet. Sometimes he'd take off his hat and, you know, shake it, and the meal dust would just fly. But let's play this is his version, by the way, of the Dusty Miller. It's kind of, you can almost, wasn't in a hurry. I'm a lazy fiddler, and I like this anyway. It's just like a mill turning, a water mill. It don't go 90 miles an hour like a mill today. Get the feeling for the tune and know a little bit about it, it'll mean more. Or seemingly it does, even if you learned it in the best bar in Douglas or wherever. But you get a feel for the tune. Let's see now. Fiddle type. What about cowboy fiddle? Y'all familiar with it? I'll give you an idea of what happened. Let's play. Just to give you an idea, because the cowboy music is part of the tradition, and you have to accept it. I mean, I'll show you too what happened. That they done it almost like they done bluegrass. It would give a violinist a challenge. But this is the way it was to start out with. That was right on the verge of where they started into Western swing. But here's where it got to. I don't know if you can follow this thing. It's in E. What happened with it, and it gets difficult, and I can't do it well, but you'll get the idea. Thank you. it just almost got out of reach, I mean, for people that fiddle. But there's more to fiddling. I mean, it's strange. It's an international language, and if you really get to digging into it, which is just a sole hobby of mine, because I work for a living, but I love fiddling, and if I can hear something, I'll play it some way, but usually it'll come out the way I hear it, not the way the individual done it, because the worst compliment I would ever get is if I sounded like somebody else, you know. I don't like to do that. I know one time somebody said, J.P., said, you fiddle that whole damn like Tommy Jackson. I said, I'll see if I can't change it. and that's no take nothing away from Tommy Jackson. He'd already made his place, you know, with the fiddle. Let's see.
But when you were learning, you didn't start off just sounding like yourself. Did you try to copy somebody?
Well, what I think, that's why I think that people should brush with fiddlers, listen to records, and then lay the record back, wait 3 or 4 days, then play. And you'll not play like that record. You'll play what you're comfortable with. If you see somebody or hear something leak in a fiddle tune and you want to learn it, that's one thing, but that's just technique. I mean, technique and copying somebody is fairly different, because you couldn't sound traditional if you didn't know techniques playing. I'll show y'all quickly what happened with, what would be a good tune? Leather Breeches. We play kind of slow. But these are licks that the old timers, they would call them sawmill licks, where they would cover 2 strings with the same finger, which you'd think, oh God, that's going to sound awful, but it will fit into the tune. Let's see. Because the fiddler, like I am, I don't play by, I don't read music. I play by letter. I told somebody I'd just let her go, you know. Gypsy music, we would rub with them. This is one I learned. It's actually part of an Elizabethan ballad, one called I Wish I Were a Maid Again. Do y'all know it, any of you? But it had a gypsy sound. Kind of the origin of the gypsy music, and the gypsies got into this country and they got to picking up on hoedowns. Mm-hmm. And they did their own thing with them. And this is one we hear today, is called Rutland Reel. You probably heard it.
Called what?
Rutland's Reel. Now, George's name Rutland, he took it. He was like Chet Atkins. I mean, he was a fiddle like Chet Atkins with a guitar. And he kind of doctored these tunes up, and he was a very fine fiddler. And today, Big Howdy Forrester plays his nearly. That's still Big Howdy is part of his, I mean, his ability to play. Part of the Georgia Slim. Here's what the gypsies did. This is what he said. they give you an idea how that they was hearing our mountain music and played back. Spanish rhythm is, I kind of like it. It's easy. This is one y'all will know. It's quite easy to play. But the guitar don't have to get this da-da-da-da. He don't have to get that funny time at all. I picked up a tune for the local people. You know, when you go into the country, you got to get out in the country to hear the country music. And this is a tune they did. You didn't see. It's like Calypso or, I don't know, even the names of the rhythm. But all other country tunes is played with that Latin beat. And I've got takes of me playing ragtime and anything that da-da-da-da-da. And that's real, real strange. But it was fun. But this was one of their country tunes. We hear stuff here similar to it. Which, I mean, that would be basically some of their country sound. And about the way you hear it, it's probably no louder than John and I was playing. Hey, can you think of something else?
Bluegrass.
Waltzes. Yeah, let's do... The most of you know Over the Waves. It's easy. Thank you. hope y'all don't overlook mistakes.
Third one I've ever heard you make, obviously.
I see. I think last night maybe I played some of this waltz. It's one called Fiddler's Waltz. That's it. Tunings. This is one. Hit me A. They done a lot of cross tune fiddle tunes, because they, like I say, they didn't have guitar. But even when they had the guitars and the banjo, they still played these tunes. Most of them were square dance tunes. This is one that I'm fixing to record. It hasn't been recorded, one called Gallinip.
Thank you.
fingers and then three strings. About all the time. It's a simple way of fiddling.
What was that? Is that going down the river?
There's the deer out there going down the river, floating up sandy. Those tunes, about all of them will sound relative, but they're basically square dance. And this is one called Bell Cat. I go right back into, that's the trouble of playing by ear, I go right back into Galley Nipper. By the way, Galley Nipper was never recorded. And I was little and I didn't know what a Galley Nipper was. You've probably seen these things. These are real large mosquitoes. I asked Daddy, I said, what is a galley nipper? He said, they're big mosquitoes. That fiddle through was nice to answer that mosquito. Now, wait a minute. I'll give y'all another. Y'all are probably familiar with this. If any of you plays Black Mountain Rag. Started this, Leslie Keith that started this tune, he called it Black Mountain Blues. It was raised all in speed, but I'll play it slow anyway, the best I can.
Play one more tune.
What?
One more.
Wild Hills of the Mountain.
Yeah. Play that one.
I'll have to get back just a minute. I don't often play in cross key. D. originated right around home, as far as I know, because Bon Oni put the tune together.
Bon Oni?
Bun.
Bun.
Yeah, I mean, it was like just like Bun, B-U-N. He was a blacksmith, an Indian. And when I was little, I'd sit on his forge, you know, I mean, I'd turn the forge while he'd do blacksmith stuff, get him to play the fiddle, and he's a good fiddle, and he did Wild Rose Mountain. He told me the story about it. Might have been his own story, I mean, about himself, but it was a sad tune, and he said this girl, the fiddler, he'd fell in love with her. And the fiddler's always tied up playing for the dance. Come break time, he still had to rest. He didn't get to talk to her. Some big buck he'd run off with her, you know. But she'd go from one boy to the other anyway. He loved her, so we never did get to tell her, but he just called her a Wild Rose of the Mountain. Let's try that thing. It's been a long time since we played it. New to a lot of you people, but it was an old southern hoedown. And this tune, I heard it in Weezer, Idaho, back in 1940. And by the way, when I'd like to go back to Weezer, because when I went to their first fiddling contest I ever seen, I had the three seagull there, I mean just that big one. And they were sitting out there on bales of hay on the prairie, and they barbecued beef. The old cowboys, they come down there and they still had the horse manure running to their waist and playing fiddle. That was something. Lanterns hanging around, you know.
That's the big one, isn't it?
It is now. And it grew right out of that. But here's what them Texas fiddlers did to fiddle tune. Well, they play it prettier. This thing called Live Rock.
Thank you.
I'll be up here today and tomorrow, and anything in particular you need to see so much interest in fitting, because, you know, this time you think it's died out. At one time, it was about 30 miles from my home to the nearest guy that played fiddle. But now there's 30 fiddlers in that 30 mile. And it's good because they it was just dying out. There wasn't much demand for the old time fiddle. And I don't knock any kind of fiddling, because every bit of it's got its place, even bluegrass. It will take its place in traditional music, because some of the early bluegrass was very pretty. I think the simplicity of music is what I like the most. I guess Bill Monroe might come in, but I don't care about that. I've told him that before, too. But what happens to it is like I showed you in a crude way about cowboy music. It will get out of reach of fiddlers or musicians, and I suppose most of y'all like I am, it's your hobby. And if you can't even touch it, I mean, all of us, we're limited somewhere or other in how far we can go. Maybe, I don't know, maybe if you have an endeavor to go, you just keep going, but you will learn continually as you play. But I think the traditional music, personally, is some people think it's difficult to play. But I don't really think. I think that the simplicity of it makes it much prettier. It's been nice talking and playing for a while. I'll be around.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, how about if those of you who want to go with JP, does anybody, I think it's in the commuter lounge is where the residency is going to be, is that right? That's in that lounge right in front of the Augusta office. It's 10:30. Why don't we meet for that session on Carter Family Music about 11:15? So those of you who want to go.
Will that be here?
That'll be here, yes. And those of you who want to stay, here until that time, Stuart and Bob and Jerry and I will be here working on the tunes that we've been doing. So,
While John's doing that, it's hard to remember things that I can machine out the
what it is. I'm prone to start, you know, just, what you call it, trailing or whatever. Like, here's a tune. Thank you. Might be right in there where you drop down and see there's no place to go. Coming back down is giving you trouble.
Yeah.
I think it is. That's what will shove you right straight over back to where you go.
Versions of it,
yeah.
So you can
yeah.
sit down and play.
I mean,
why don't we play through it a couple times and go ahead and put all the decorations in that you feel when they come, the triplets.
I won't do much more than I'm doing, but I'll just more or less.
And you can hear how it's
think about it. It'll surprise you when you think about it.
It'll be there.
You'll be
able
to. You got your tape recorder on?
Nope. I mean, I'm taping
for
certain things, but not at all.
Well. Why do you ask? No, the question is, why do you ask?
Why do I ask? I would like to.
hear you play Lime Rock. Is that what it is?
Well, Lime Rock.
Lime Rock? Could you do that just a little slower than at tempo? I know it's probably tricky playing it slow.
Well, it will be. I mean, you want to get the melody. I'll try.